In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes, accept greetings in the marketplace, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows, and as a pretext recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her entire livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. In his gospel, Mark has Jesus in the temple more often than in any of the other gospels. And this gospel today is his final appearance in the temple before he goes to his crucifixion and death. And what he's telling the scribes is to throw out all the silliness that they've added to religion and become like this humble, simple widow whose faith in God will be rewarded. Do you remember all the silly things they pounded into our heads while we were growing up? All the efforts to make us feel guilty. I often thought that one of the cruelest things the church ever did was when a woman lost a baby in childbirth, the church said to her, "Your baby can't go to heaven because he or she wasn't baptized. Instead, they go to a place called limbo." I can't think of anything more cruel to say to a broken-hearted mother. The journalist Cokie Roberts gave an outstanding lecture the other evening at the Jefferson Society. She told a story about her family. She comes from a very political family in New Orleans. Her father served 15 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. When he died, her mother ran for the term and served 5 terms. And then she said at the age of 81, her mother was named U.S. Ambassador to the Vatican. She said that when they were little children, they would go on Sundays to their grandmother's house for dinner. She said the only problem was Grandma lived right in the middle of Bourbon Street. And if you've ever been to Bourbon Street, you know what it's like. And Cokie said, "There we would go, all we little kids, walking past all the strip joints, the transvestites, to get to Grandma's house every Sunday." And she said that when her mother was appointed ambassador to the Vatican, they were all excited because they would get to go to Rome. But she said that after they went to the Vatican for the first time, they realized it wasn't much different than going to dinner at Grandma's house on Bourbon Street, because it was a bunch of old men walking around in dresses. It's all silliness, and we need to throw it out. Focus on Jesus Christ and his message. And if you can do that, then this thing called Catholic makes all the sense in the world. Amen.